a couple of thoughts from the second epistle to Timothy by the Apostle Paul, 2 Timothy chapter 2. Beginning to read verse 1, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Just a couple of short thoughts from this passage we have been looking at, this matter of warfare, this matter of recognizing the enemy, recognizing strongholds, and recognizing that God has equipped us and given us what through him is able to tear down these strongholds. We have been encouraged what it means to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Paul to Timothy, who he had taken under his wing, who was his protege, you might say, one who had the same compassion for the people of God as he did. Paul took Timothy under his wing, and he taught him, and he instructed him. In the book of 1 Timothy, he talks about, "You know my manner of life and how I live and my doctrine." And so Paul, who had these wonderful experiences in the revelations of Christ, as we had earlier today, he would take the young Timothy and would instruct him and teach him so that he would then teach others. It's a couple of things, just as a couple of lessons for observations as we think about Paul and passing on these things to Timothy. Paul was transparent. He lived his life open before Timothy. He showed Timothy not only the doctrine and what he received from Christ himself, but he showed Timothy and he showed the saints that he ministered to how that was worked out in really everyday living. He says, "You know my conversation, my manner of life, the way I live, the way I take those doctrines and those truths and apply it to my conduct as I moved through this world." And so he says, "The things that you have heard of me." So he taught them, he lived them, he modeled them. And how that becomes an irrefutable witness to a watching world. How that becomes an irrefutable witness even amongst ourselves. How often we are discouraged because someone has taught me something, but their life didn't match up with what they taught me. How often we get discouraged because we hear things and we've been taught things, but how to live it out hasn't been made manifest. We who have the privilege and opportunity to teach and to help in this way have an obligation before God to not only be faithful to teach the things that God has instructed us in his word, but to open our lives up so that people, our brethren, might see how it's working out in our own experience. Then Paul goes on, he says, "I want you to teach this to others." And he uses four illustrations. We only want to look at the first one. He uses four illustrations, I think it is. He uses a soldier, a athlete, a farmer. Three examples. To Timothy to help him visualize and understand what his calling was. And we just want to look at a couple of thoughts about this matter of being a good soldier. He says, "Therefore endure hardness." Don't ever think, and I hope none of us in this room think, that the Christian pathway is an easy pathway. It's not an easy pathway. And if you were converted under the notion that everything is going to be peachy keen and everything's going to be fine when you come to faith in Christ, you have got a different gospel. For the gospel says, not only is it given to you to believe, but to suffer for his name's sake. You're identifying with the rejected Christ. You are associating with the one who this world says, I will not have anything. We will not have this man to reign over us. And so it's a hard path. It's narrow, the scripture says. And few there be that walk in that path. And so he encourages Timothy to endure hardness, to endure the ups and downs and the challenges. Timothy, who is going to be ministering to a bunch of saints as he would travel from place to place, and he was a young man, and so what would happen? People would look at him and say, well, who are you to instruct me? And so Paul would tell him, let no man despise your youth. But he challenged him to say, be an example of the believer. Not only teach it, but live it. And I speak to myself. And so he says, endure hardness. This pathway is not an easy pathway. This conflict is not an easy conflict. But the good soldier is the one who endures. He endures this hardness. He says, endure it as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And then he goes on in verse 4. He says, no man wars, entangles himself with the affairs of life. We have been speaking about a lot of things today that are related to how we live and conduct ourselves. One of the things that's interesting in this text is that he says we don't get entangled, but we have one singular focus. One singular focus, he tells Timothy, that one singular focus is that you might please him who hath chosen you to be a soldier. We started this morning with the character of Christ, meekness and gentleness. And really, we emphasize the fact that I can only be meek and gentle when I understand that it's the sovereign God who's ruling over everything. How can I be strong? And how can I have a disposition that accepts whatever the conditions are, except I understand the sovereign character and power of God? And that I don't need to promote myself and my interest when I have his interest and he is big and great enough to defend his own interests. He says the singular focus for the good soldier is to please the one who has conscripted us. We have all been conscripted. It's not like the United States where we have an all-volunteer army. No. We have been conscripted. We are in it. And the one focus that we ought to have is to please him who has called us to be a soldier. We don't want to be entangled with the affairs of life. We don't want to be about fixing this world. We don't want to be about fixing the culture. Our singular focus is to please him who that has conscripted us and called us to be a soldier. Why should I take up the challenges of today to be one who wants to be a puller down of strongholds? Why should I be a one who wants to heed those instructions to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ? You know, the danger is that we can walk away here thinking that there's a list of instructions or a list of checklists that we need to do. No, it's not a list of checklists, things of what we do and don't do. Don't watch this, don't do this. As much as that is important and good, but what's most important is I want to please another. I want to please the one who has called me. And how do I know what pleases him? There's two ways. One, he tells us. He gives us his word. But also, he's given it us in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heaven opened twice, and he said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. You want to know what pleases God? It's the character of Christ as he walked in this scene and did everything to honor him. It was what was born out of a relationship. It was born out of his communion with God. It was what was born out of his walking with God as that humble man. And if we're going to be able to rise up and take back what is rightfully God's in our minds, in our thinking, it's going to be out of relationship with the one who's called us and conscripted us to be a soldier. It's going to be a hard path. It's a hard path because I have to look in the mirror at times and realize that I'm embracing a thought pattern or an idea that is contrary to the Word of God. And I'm going to have to confess it. I'm going to have to repent of it. It's a hard path. But what drives me is I want to please Him. May the Lord help us to have that singular desire. I want to please God while I'm here. Amen. Amen.